Housing values in Queenstown seem to have plateaued. But when those values average more than $1 million, a plateau doesn't bring much relief for middle-income earners looking to get into their very first home. And as our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown found out, one group is now thinking outside the box.
Baugruppen, meaning building group in German. It isn't a term that's crossed the mind of many New Zealanders. But Urban Village hopes they can change that in Queenstown.
They know what developers aim to try and make in a property development. So my initial thinking was just, if I can bring a group of people together, we can cut out that middleman and save ourselves that 15 to 30% margin. That financial saving, that's sort of almost the byproducts now. And the reason for wanting to do that sort of development is because we can do better housing. It's basically just completely flipping the model upside down from that investment approach.
That's Urban Village's founder and chief villager, Mel Halliday. A self-described born and raised Otago girl, she was shocked by the state of the housing market in Queenstown Lakes when she relocated from Christchurch.
When we moved here 2.5 years ago, the option is paying $40,000 a year in rent or, you know, having a $800,000 mortgage and needing a $100,000 deposit or at least to be able to do that.
Mel Halliday says she and her husband had to think outside the box and take inspiration from overseas if they were going to be able to own a home affordably in the town. Urban Village is the result. The collective's first village will be a 12-apartment complex in Queenstown CBD, with a communal rooftop area providing escape from the hustle and bustle. An offer on a site in Melbourne Street has been approved, and they are working through financing the project at the moment. The idea has got the support of Queenstown Lakes Community Housing Trust's executive officer, Julie Scott.
The people that will be moving into the village aren't necessarily people on our waiting list, but at the same time they are people that perhaps can't afford to buy in the current market in Queenstown. So we're really supportive of what they're doing. Anything that brings alternative forms of housing options to Queenstown Lakes is good in our view.
She says the affordability crisis in the district is far from resolved, with the Trust's waiting list growing to over 620 households from about 500 a year ago. And while the Trust has options available for lower and lower middle income earners, families such as Mrs. Halliday's haven't fit the bill in the past.
A typical household of two adults and two children, the income cap for them to be eligible for one of our programs is around $115,000. Now, there's a lot of households out there who are earning, say, $130,000, so they're just over the limit, but they still can't afford to get into a home of their own in the free market.
Urban Village's first project may soon be underway, but the group wants to take the concept further afield, with Wanaka and Cromwell in its sights. Urban Village's community curator, Barry Grian, says they want to change the way people think about housing and community.
It's not about one project. It's really about using that to absorb everything that we can about the process of developing places and spaces. And how can we take those learnings and form them into a replicable model? And I think to do one and stop would be a disservice to the systemic change that we're wanting to really see.
Mel Halliday says the group now has a waitlist of more than 160 people who have shown an interest in being involved with Urban Village in future. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Timothy Brown, TNA.